Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I suppose it saves me a job, this demand for sprouts on the stalk nowadays. Saves me stripping them off. How many shall I cut? For the shop? Hello, Pat. You with me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've been wrapped up in your own thoughts all weekend.
I know. It's Sharon's phone number.
Yeah.
Been burning a hole in my pocket. To think there could be a part of John living on in Rich. It's so... Oh, all the years I've yearned for him, Tony. And now it's so tantalising.
I knew this would happen, that this restlessness would overtake you. I'd have advised against asking Susan for the number in the first place, if you'd have even bothered to consult me.
Aren't you in the least bit curious about him?
No. No, I'm not.
I see.
I think...
What?
I think it's best all round if you just tear it up.
I'm not doing that.
And forget all about it.
No.
Then we can just get on with our lives.
You may be able to.
Oh, trust me, it's for the best.
I can't. I really would like to phone Sharon. At least then I'd... We'd be one step nearer knowing either way. Can't you see that?
Look at me, Pat.
Think of it, Tony. The reward.
The heartache.
This boy could be our own flesh and blood. Our grandson.
Can't you see why this isn't a good idea? Do I have to spell it out?
One phone call.
Yeah, and then what? Oh, please, love. You've got no idea where it could lead.
Yeah. You're ready for this, aren't you?
Oh, they sound like they've never been fed in their lives.
Oh, hello.
No, that's your lot now.
I'm making some coffee if you're coming in.
Oh, I'm enjoying the peace and quiet too much.
This lot quiet.
Well, their squealing's music to my ears, believe me, compared to Brad and Chelsea squabbling.
So, do you think Pat's tried to phone Sharon then?
I don't know, and I don't care. It's none of our business now.
Well, it is if Sharon's unhappy about it and blames me for giving Pat her number.
We don't even know. She'll ring.
No. Oh, but Pat has this way about her sometimes.
What?
Pushy.
Look, try and let it go, love, eh? You've got enough on your plate.
Yeah.
What time did you come up last night, anyway? Because you woke me up.
Oh, it was close to one, I think.
Oh, good grief. It's no wonder you look so peaky.
Tracy needed to talk.
What, again? She always needs to talk.
No, she's worried about the effect all this is having on Brad and Chelsea.
Well, they don't seem depressed. Quite the opposite, in fact. They're so hyper, they're bouncing off the walls.
And she's got money worries.
Well, she always seems to have enough for a pack of fags. She was smoking out here by the Wieners yesterday. I'm not happy about that.
Oh, don't judge her, Neil. She's my little sister.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a difficult situation all round.
It is.
Oh, I'm not used to having three extra people in the house, I suppose. Especially two lively youngsters. I'm just an old stick in the mud.
I couldn't turn them away.
No. It would help if they didn't bicker the whole time, though.
They're unsettled.
Yeah,
now
that's true.
And they've just lost their grand.
What's Linda want?
Morning.
Oh, morning, Susan, Neil. Fleeting pit stop for me and Scrap before church. We've been for a lovely walk in Lakey Coppice. Though I seem to spend most of it picking up litter.
Oh, yeah, it's got pretty bad up there. You're all right, Scrap?
First Sunday in Advent. I can't believe how quickly it's come round. Now, Susan.
What?
Would you and Tracy.
Oh, the jungle drums have been beating then.
Well, we are only across the lane. Would you like to join my catering team for the Christmas show?
Oh,
Well, it could be a nice bonding experience for the pair of you as sisters.
Well,
No.
Oh.
Sorry, Linda, but she's not doing it. No way. No, I can't even begin to list the reasons why not.
Gosh, Susan, what an advocate.
Well, he's right, I'm afraid. I'm up to here.
Well, you can see I had to try.
Sorry.
I quite understand. Well, I must get back and change. I can't present myself at church in my dog-walking clothes. Come on, Scrap. See you later.
Yeah, righto.
Oh, thanks, love.
She's got the sensitivity of a rhinoceros. She must know you're tied up looking after your dad and Gary.
From what I've heard, she and Vicky got plenty of volunteers already.
Well, at least you can take it easier today, love.
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you? Me and Tracy need to go to the supermarket for Dad and Gary.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, come on, you know what Gary had come back with. A week's worth of crisps and pot noodles.
Oh, well, I suppose it means I'll have the house to myself for a couple of hours.
Oh,
Susan!
Well, Brad and Chelsea are murdered together in the supermarket, Tracy says. They pester her the whole time.
So you want Muggins here to babysit?
At least Tracy's volunteered to come with me to help, which is a step up from when she arrived. It's much easier if the kids stay here.
Easier for who?
Lead Kindly Light, such a marvellous hymn.
Yes, it's one of Mabel's favourites.
Wasn't it touching when little Mia lit the first candle?
Except I thought she was going to set fire to Miss Surplice when she dropped the taper.
But at least you let her near a living flame and didn't use a glow stick. It made me feel all Christmassy.
Well, that's the idea.
And I'm so glad the main Christmas Day service is here and not in Darrington like last year.
Oh, how are the preparations going for the show? Oh, sorry, cabaret, as I believe it's evolved into now.
Oh, yes, bless Caroline's cotton socks. Well, I'm trying to perfect a running order for the performances in between the ethnic nibbles.
Ah.
And I need strong starters and finishers with the weaker acts hidden in the middle.
Oh, is the programme full then?
Well, I might be able to squeeze in a lusty baritone if you're offering.
Oh, no, not me, no. Only I mentioned it to Mabel. Well, she's coming to us this year.
Oh.
And she's offered to read a Jamaican Christmas story or poem if you'd like it.
Oh, how marvellous. Mabel has such presence.
Oh, she has that, all right.
Oh, please tell her yes.
Okay, I will. Amy so loves it when she comes for Christmas.
Mm.
Oh, and she's determined the audience should sample a glass of sorrel, by the way. The non-alcoholic version.
Sorrel? I'm not familiar.
It's a drink they make in Jamaica.
Oh.
They combine the blossom with, is it sugar, ginger, various sweet spices.
Oh, sounds very warming for a winter night.
It's a lot more warming with a shot of rum in it.
Well, where can I buy some?
No, Mabel's been making it all her life. She'd be most offended if she can't supply it herself. In quantity.
Even better.
Sorry, Tracy. Brad and Chelsea are both in tears and I couldn't do a thing about it.
Supermarket was busy for a Sunday.
I just spent the worst 2 hours of my life.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
You weren't here. Doors banging, both of them yelling. They began taunting each other as soon as you left the house. I knew it would end in tears. They know I haven't got any authority over them, see?
Well, it's over now. We're back.
I look forward to a couple of hours' peace and quiet on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, it's not how I'd choose to spend it either, doing a great big shop.
No, I know. I didn't even feel I could escape to my shed in case they killed each other.
Well, we got round the supermarket easily without them, so thank you.
Oh, well, good.
I'll stick the kettle on then.
Oh, great.
Oh, there's two bags that are ours on the back seat.
Okay.
Oh, what's Alan want?
Oh, I don't know.
I got your favourite biscuits as a treat anyway.
Oh, well, I'll be hiding them. You all right, Alan?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Just about to put the kettle on.
Oh, no. Susan, thanks very much. I won't stay. Oh, she wants to drag me around the garden centre before it closes. I found these, Neil.
Oh, my keys. Where were they?
At the bottom of the bell tower. You must have dropped them this morning after you locked
it. Oh, dear.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
I popped in to see your father after church, Susan.
Oh, that was kind.
He's taken it very hard, hasn't he?
Oh, he'll never get over it, Alan. Mum was his whole world.
Yeah. He was singing your praises, though.
Ah, as well he might.
Oh, Neil.
She's holding the whole family together.
Well, you've got to, haven't you?
Tony, how long have you been there?
What are you doing up here?
Nothing.
So why are you trying to close the laptop?
You shouldn't creep up on people.
I didn't creep up. You were so absorbed you didn't hear me come in.
Can't I have any privacy?
Oh, it's my bedroom too. What's the big secret anyway? Pat?
Don't be annoyed.
Why would I be?
I'm looking for Kylie's Facebook page.
Oh, no.
I've tried not to think about it, but it doesn't work. If there's a photograph of Rich out there, I've got to see it. I've got to know.
All right. Come on, then. Move over. We might as well look together.
Oh, thank you. I've already tried one Kylie Richards, but it wasn't her. This one.
Your hand is shaking.
Oh, what do you expect?
Well, go on then. Try the next one down.
Right.
It's okay. Go on.
Yes. It's Kylie.
Okay. Well, tap on it where it says photos. Well, up there.
Can't always access them.
Oh, just try it.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Tony.
There's quite a lot.
Oh, look, this one down here looks like a family group.
Yes.
There's Kylie and Sharon.
She's looking older.
Oh, she's bound to. And a boy.
What does that say? There.
Oh. Little brother, big grin.
It's got to be him.
It's so small.
Well, click on it, Pat. You may be able to enlarge it.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh.
We can't be sure.
Oh, come on, Tony. Look at him. He's the exact image of John. Oh,
I can't believe it.
Oh, there's no doubt, Tony. John had a son.
Well, I'm hoping that we can make Mia's costume from this sheet. What do you think?
Oh, let's have a look, then.
Yeah, it's from a charity shop. When the teacher told her she was going to be an angel, do you know what the first thing she said was?
What?
Good. Then I can wear my sticky-out bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, this looks fine.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for saying you'd help.
Oh, don't be silly. Is Jake in the nativity play too?
Oh, he's in the choir. You won't need a costume. Oh.
Well, I'll start by cutting it down.
Oh, well, she's so excited about the wedding.
Oh, I brought me special scissors. Now, where are they?
Oh, I'm not great at sewing.
Oh, well, we was taught at school, you see. Ah.
Do you want to spread it out on the floor?
Yeah, OK. Then I'll cut a big circle and we can make a hole in the middle for Mia's head.
You've done this before.
Oh. Right, come on then.
Oh, I'll get over here.
And I'll straighten out this side. That's it.
Me and Helen are going to town tomorrow morning to buy a dress.
Oh, have you seen one then?
Yeah, well, Helen has, in Underwood's window.
And will it match Mia's?
Oh, close enough, apparently. It's a more sophisticated shape, though.
Well, yes.
Yeah, and Pat's going to babysit Henry.
Oh, that'll make shopping easier.
Yeah.
There, now, you just keep it taut and I'll cut round.
OK.
What colour's your mum wearing?
It's a sort of duck egg blue, I think. Dress and jacket.
Nice.
Yeah, she bought it for a cousin's wedding, actually.
And you don't mind that?
Oh, why should I? Still looks perfectly good. And who can afford to waste money these days, eh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she looks fab in it. I won't be offended if you don't wear brand new, Clary.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, you see, the only suitable outfit I've got is the one I wore to William's first wedding.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And I did get that second hand. It was good as new, mind. I mean, hardly worn. I didn't show our William up.
Well, yeah, you can get some brilliant clothes second hand. The charity shops are full of them these days.
Oh, that's the van loaded now, Pat. I'll be on my way.
Oh, all right.
Hope I've put enough spuds in.
Oh, I've just had another look at Rich's photo on the laptop.
Have you?
I can't stop myself. It's just like looking at the teenage John. He's got that same cheeky grin.
Yeah. Look, I know you're cock-a-hoop about this, but I'm still struggling to take it in.
Oh, so am I, of course.
It's unnerved me, if I'm honest. Which is why I can't look anymore.
It's not going to go away. You can't stuff the genie back in the bottle.
No, but what have we unleashed?
I really feel the next step is to talk to Sharon. But I want to do it with your blessing.
Oh, now, hold on, Pat, hold on. Don't rush me.
Okay, okay.
Look, let's sit down and talk about it properly this evening. I know Helen's taking Henry to Adam and Ian's.
All right, yes, good idea.
It's been impossible with her around.
We can open a bottle of wine.
Yes, but just try not to get too emotionally involved.
How can I not? Just yesterday I saw a photograph of a grandchild I didn't know I had. How amazing is that?
Our whole lives turned upside down at the click of a mouse.
It's a miracle.
Oh, and Wilson's have rung. Huh? I'm afraid two guns dropped out of Wednesday's mini-shoot.
So why are you telling me? We're guaranteed the corporate fee, aren't we?
Well, I was only keeping you in the picture.
Well, my mind's on a bigger picture. A new market opens for business tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Now don't bother me with details about the shoot. That's your job.
Brian, you surely can't be thinking of taking these old shorts to the Maldives. I mean, just look at them. Oh, hello, Will.
Jennifer. Well, I'll be off then. Don't want to bother you with anything else.
Oh.
Well, you told me to start putting things in the case I wanted to take, and I want to take those. Anyway, I have more important things to worry about than the state of my shorts.
You're not the only one who's busy. I've got tons of things to do before we go away. Writing the Christmas cards for one thing.
Oh. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Cliff's got back to me.
Oh.
Ah, the Christmas tree's on site. Oh, that's great. It's massive, Jenny. Wait till you see it. Oh, I'll be so relieved when tomorrow's sale's over. And we can concentrate on Thursday.
Oh, well, it seems to be coming together.
No, just as long as things go smoothly.
It's good you've got a dry run tomorrow, anyway. Mm. So looking forward to the proper opening. It'll be quite an event with the prime stock show and everything.
Yes.
Wonder what the Lady Mayoress will be wearing.
Oh, hi, Will.
I thought I'd nip back for a quick coffee before I check the covers. Brian's been winding me up. What's all this?
Oh, your mum started me as angel costume off for me. I'm just tacking the hem.
Oh.
Yeah, not very well. So, what's Brian done?
Oh, he wants to be kept in the loop, but he don't want me to bother him with the details. I can't win. I'm holding everything together on the shoot front while this blooming livestock market gets launched.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. It'll all be over on Thursday and he'll be out of the country next week.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for Cape Verde.
Yeah. Oh, when can we talk about the seating plan again?
Well, I need to ring round the Beaters after dinner, later on this afternoon.
OK, yeah. We just need to finalise one or two of the tables before we talk to Caroline.
Oh, are these Mia's little wings?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Will.
What?
Reading between the lines, I think your mum's worried about letting you down at the wedding.
Well, she wouldn't know how.
Well, I'm guessing she can't afford a new outfit and she's going to have to do the rounds of the charity shops. Oh, I think she feels ashamed.
Right. Well, I'm not having that. No way.
Good. Look, I'll make us a coffee.
Yeah, great.
Careful of that needle.
Mum?
Hello, love.
You and me are going shopping.
Eh?
To buy you a brand new outfit for the wedding.
Oh, has Nick said something?
So what if she has?
No, William, I can't accept. No, you've so many other expenses.
Mum, shut up.
Eh?
It was you made me realise Nick's the right wife for me. I was so stuck in the past. Without you, there probably wouldn't be a wedding. It'll be my honour to treat you.
OK, Christian. Yeah, bye. Oh.
Now what?
Oh, some trivial hitch with the kitchen supplies. He says it's not in Rodway's remit, so he's landed the problem on me. Thought it was all going too well.
canteen's contracted out, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to ring them.
Oh, before I start on the cards, what did Debbie say when she rang earlier?
Oh, well, she's given her reluctant approval to my plan B.
Mm, for supplying feed to the super dairy?
Yes, since Adam's vetoed us growing it here. I'm still waiting to hear back from a couple of potential suppliers.
Oh, do you mean Spencer's father?
Pete Wilkes, yes, yes, and a couple of others. I've left them a slew of messages. Oh, got to salvage something from this mess, if nothing else, to regain the respect of the board before January the 5th.
Well, I think they should all be incredibly grateful to you. Hmm. When I think of the hours you've put into this new market...
Yes, and they'll get a share of the credit while I did the lion's share of the work.
Oh, don't worry, darling. The farmers and the landowners in the area know it was you who drove the project through, and they'll be thanking you for a long, long time to come.
Here, have a glass of wine.
Thanks.
At last we've got something to celebrate. Who'd have thought we'd actually be grateful to Sharon for something? Let's drink to our son John and his son Rich.
Can we lose his photo for now, Pat?
Oh, if we must.
I can't think clearly with him staring out at us like that. I'm still against phoning her.
Oh, Tony, why?
Well, because actions have consequences, mostly ones we don't anticipate.
Well, that's what's so exciting. This world of possibilities has opened up to us. It's like a blessing.
You thought how Sharon could react, hearing from you out of the blue after all these years?
Well, wouldn't exactly be out of the blue. Kylie must have told her I saw her at Ivy's funeral.
Oh, that's enough to clear the path for your killer question, is it? She may not want to roll over and play happy families. We didn't exactly approve of her when she was with John. You called her a fortune hunter.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? Still, it was a long time ago. None of that matters now. This is much more important.
Oh, yes, to us, maybe, but Sharon may not take kindly to you raking up the past.
This isn't the past, not anymore.
She might slam the phone down on you. Then how will you feel? All your hopes will come crashing down and... I'll be left to pick up the pieces, like before.
It won't be like that.
Well, how do you know? I care about how a rejection might affect you, Pat.
Why do you have to be so negative?
You've had so much to deal with this year. We're only just coming back from the E. coli.
But this is precisely about looking forward, Tony. This little boy...
He's a teenager.
...could bring us so much joy.
Well, there you go again, building up your hopes.
OK. At least let's try and find out about him if we can. We've already missed out on so much. He's missed out on so much.
No. No, he's not missed out on anything. He's got his life in Leeds, the only life he's known. And we're not a part of it.
We could be.
We don't even know what Sharon's told him about his real father. She may be waiting till he's older to tell him the truth. He's still only 13. Either way, it's not our place to initiate contact and disrupt the boy's life.
Rich has a family here as well. I can't just sit on this. And if I don't initiate it, who will? That woman has known all about this for 13 years and not a dicky bird. Cow.
Oh, well, if you talk to her like that, she really will slam the phone down on you.
Oh, I would not.
I'm trying to protect you, love. Sharon holds all the cards. It could all blow up in your face.
It's a risk I'm willing to take. I need to know about him.
Oh, it's all about you, isn't it? What about Tom and Helen? Have you even thought about them in all this? They've got a right to know what we've been up to behind their backs. This could change their lives too, but you're so... Well, you're so blinkered.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We must show them Rich's picture before I phone.
Oh. What happened to wanting my blessing?
I'll phone her without it if I have to.
I'm not going to change your mind, am I?
No.
Well, when should we tell them?
Well, Brenda's away in Nottingham on Amside business tomorrow night. We could ask Tom to supper.
OK. Tomorrow it is.
Then we can discuss it as a family, the four of us, before I take any action.
Right. Good. We owe the children that, at least.
Watching the bidding, Joe?
Oh, how do, Brian Aldrin?
What do you think? Fast improvement on the old place, isn't it?
Oh, that's the word, Aldrin. I've lent over railings like these to watch cattle sales all my life, and the auctioneer had never needed a microphone before.
Well, he wouldn't be heard here without a microphone.
No, we never needed no fancy spotlights, neither. Nor computer screens on the walls just to sell a few beasts.
Well, times move on. We're the most cutting-edge site in the Shire now. Everyone will want to bring their business here. We've got the parking, for one thing.
Oh, yeah, Eddie showed me all them lorry bays and that great bank of power washes. Must have cost a fortune.
They'll keep the lorries clean, Joe. You need them to meet biosecurity regulations these days.
Biosecurity? What's wrong with a bit of honest farm dirt, eh?
Nothing, nothing, but DEFRA, quite rightly, doesn't want us to risk spreading diseases.
Yes. Fat stock show Thursday, then, is it?
Look, it's been called the prime stock show for decades now, as well you know. Anyway, yeah, that's our official opening. Yes, fingers crossed we're on course for a good one.
It's fat gives the meat flavour.
I couldn't agree with you more, but the pendulum swung the other way.
Yeah, you know, we had a print of the famous Durham Ox in our back bedroom when I was a nipper. 300 stone it weighed.
And it would have needed a good few hours in the stew pot to make it edible by today's standards.
Ah.
You couldn't resist coming to check us out, though, could you, Joe?
Only because my Eddie's working here.
Sure.
Yeah. All a fella ever needs on market days is a scrap of paper in one hand and a port roll in the other.
Oh, wait till you try the canteen here, Joe. They do a fabulous range of hot meals.
Ah, well, no, I stuck my nose in. It looks more like a 5-star restaurant.
Don't worry, you're still getting all-day breakfast.
Ah, I thought it was you two rogues from across the way.
Oh, Tony Archer.
Didn't know you were planning to come and see us.
Well, first day and everything.
Excellent. So what do you think? Mighty impressive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Only Eddie's just told me that some of the farmers seem confused about where to unload their cattle and sheep.
Well, it's bound to take them a few visits to learn the layout. But the 25 new uploading bays mean very little queuing. And we've flexible penning as well.
Ah, right.
Fully computerised billing and account management facility for customers' information.
Customers.
All designed to make life easier.
If you say so. I find it all rather intimidating.
It's called 21st century technology, boys.
Here, what's that? Everything's gone off.
Oh, Lord.
Your electrics are gone down, Brian.
No, they can't have. It's all right, everyone. Just a temporary blip.
You hope.
We'll soon have the power back on. Clear.
It's called 21st century technology, boys.
Oh, yes. Now, you see this one, Henry? That's your Uncle John on his first day at big school.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Let's take it out of the album, shall we? I'm not sure why he's grinning. Didn't really rate school. He couldn't wait to start working on the farm. And you know what his favourite storybook was when he was tiny?
Yeah.
Little Piggly Wriggly. That should have told us something. Oh, no, sweetheart, sweet. Let Granny have it. Oh. Oh, Tom?
Hi, Mum.
No, darling, no.
Oh, have you got Henry there?
Yeah, Helen and Nick have gone shopping.
All right. Look, I'm meeting a potential buyer this evening.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he's got a bistro in Felbersham. He could be useful to us.
Oh, great.
I know you wanted us to have a family meal.
Yes, I do, Tom.
But, well, I don't want to hold you up.
No, Henry. Look, what time can you make it?
I could try for 8:30.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, OK, are you sure?
Yeah, we really want you here. Oh, sorry, Tom. Henry's trying to grab hold of a photograph.
Oh, well, give him a kiss from his Uncle Tom.
Yeah. I know, I'm starving and all. Terrible, isn't it? Hey, Brian Aldridge, hold up.
What is it, Joe?
Still no power, then.
Well, evidently.
Oh, that ain't very good.
We're doing our very best to sort it out.
Yeah, we're all queuing here patiently, but they keep telling us there's no hot grub.
Well, that's because the power's off.
No hot drinks, neither.
What, didn't I see you with a flask before?
Well, he said he was going to treat me to me dinner and all. You seen him?
He's doubtless making himself useful in a crisis.
Oh, so it's a crisis, then?
No.
So when's the power back on, then, eh? Because this queue could turn nasty. We've already had a reporter come up and down looking for quotes, haven't we?
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you it's only a temporary hitch. We expect to have things up and running as soon as...
Oh, the lights have come on.
Thank heavens. Well, there you are, you see? What did I tell you?
They're off again.
Oh, blast! Clear!
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous, Tom. Nobody knew what was going on.
Oh, this door sticks,
Tony.
In the
end, the staff had to resort to pen and paper to write the receipts out.
No.
Yeah, well, of course, with the computers now.
Can I finish off the can, Dad?
Yeah, help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Of course, people couldn't pay unless they happened to have cash on them.
Oh, how did they manage then?
Oh, search me. IOUs and a handshake like the old days, I expect. Brian was furious.
I can imagine.
Just goes to show how much we depend on all these gizmos.
Is the lasagna nearly ready, Mum?
Not long, love. Oh, I've forgotten to dress the salad.
Of course, Joe was pretty smug about the whole thing.
Oh, and you weren't?
No, well, just a little bit.
Oh, hurry up, Helen. I'm starving.
I don't know why she suddenly waltzed off. The food's nearly ready.
Anyway... the lights were still out when I left.
Really?
It's balsamic, all right.
Oh, anything, Mum.
Terrible PR for Borchester Land.
I'm going to try and drop in on Thursday. I hope the power's back on by then.
Oh, well, there's no guarantee.
Well, maybe we could go together.
Ta-da!
Ah, oh, here she is.
At last. So, what do you think?
Hey!
It's my dress for Nick's wedding. We got it from Underwoods this morning.
Well, give us a twirl, then.
Oh.
Sure. You look smashing, love.
It's very slinky, isn't it?
You don't think it makes me look big?
No, not at all.
Couldn't find any shoes to go with it. Thought I'd try the Outlet Village. You could have waited to show everyone, Helen. Tom's had a long day.
No, Mum, it's okay.
I just thought you'd like to see it, that's all.
And you look fantastic, don't you, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, love.
You should be.
Why are you in such a crabby mood with me, Mum?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, Helen.
Have I done something to upset you?
No, of course not.
Are you sure? I know I was up longer than I said I would be this morning.
Oh!
Pat, are you all right, Mum?
More than all right.
What's going on?
Dad?
We'd better tell them now.
Well, Tom's hungry.
I can wait. What's going on?
Something happened.
Come and sit down, Helen.
Sounds serious?
Yes, it is. In a way.
But in another way, it's good news, Tony. Great, in fact. Well, I think so.
So come on, don't keep us in suspense.
Okay.
Oh, you start.
Right. Well, you remember we told you that your mother spoke to Kylie at Ivy Horribin's funeral?
Yes.
She's a lovely girl.
Yes, you said.
Not like Sharon, then.
Well, go on.
Oh, Susan told me 2 weeks ago, Kylie's got a little brother.
His name is Rich.
And we believe, well, we're pretty certain, actually, that Rich is...
John's son.
John's?
No, that's mad!
Yeah, well, it seemed mad to us, but... the more we went into it, the more probable it became.
Oh, fetch the laptop, Tony.
Yeah, all right.
And the loose photo.
Right. But Sharon, she must have had loads of boyfriends after John. I mean, any one of them could be this lad's father, surely. Where on earth have you got all this from?
Why are you doing this, Mum?
Well, just wait, love.
Right, here we are. Move your glass, Tom.
Thanks. You'll see in a minute.
You haven't answered my question. Where have you got this idea from?
Well, Rich is 13.
So what?
John died in 1998.
Yes, Dad, I think we all remember.
So just because the numbers stack up, you want it to be true?
No, no.
I mean, I bet she was sleeping around anyway when she was with John. So how can you be certain?
Well, we weren't at first. Until we saw this. It's Kylie's Facebook page.
Oh, why are you clutching at straws? Trying to bring John back? I'm sick, Mum.
I'm not.
Just look at the screen before you make up your minds.
Come on, Helen.
Pat?
Right. Well, we clicked on photos. And here's the one we found of Kylie with her mum and Rich. And then your dad suggested we enlarge it, so... there. And if we put John's photograph alongside it, do you see? Oh, I want to phone Sharon to see if we can have contact with
her. No!
Helen?
Helen, love.
For heaven's sake, what do you think you're both playing at? Oh, Helen, it's all right. Helen!
Tony?
I tried to warn you.
I expected them to be shocked, but should I go after her?
No, no, leave them be.
I hope they might be a bit excited as well.
That's what I've been trying to get through to you. You can't anticipate how people will react just because you want something yourself.
I suppose we were pretty shocked when we first saw it.
It was too much with John's photo as well.
Yes, maybe that was a step too far. But I was looking through the album today with Henry. I wanted Tom and Helen to see the likeness, Tony. They've got the same smile look.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I wish now I'd gone ahead and rung Sharon before they saw this.
No, love. You agreed to involve them. It can't be a unilateral decision.
But I didn't want to hurt them.
We need to take this news on board as a family. And it's going to take time.
Why does Mum want to take us back to that terrible time, Tom? Why?
Look, we don't know for certain it is John's son.
Oh, come on, you saw the photograph.
Yeah.
I can't go back there. I can't!
I thought I might as well come straight to the market. I was on the bypass anyway.
Oh, so you've not been to the office yet this morning?
No, I've literally just driven from Nottingham.
And how were the eco-flat? Anything of interest to Amside?
Yeah. Some of the ideas could easily transfer across from new build to renovation projects. I got their info pack anyway, took a load of photos.
Oh, good girl. And how was your friend?
Oh, great, yeah. It was nice to stay over and not have to do the journey there and back in a day.
Well, Matt and I are grateful you volunteered to go.
No, I enjoyed it. And it worked out well seeing Lottie.
So the power's back on then? Mm, yeah. The electrical contractors were here till the early hours before the problem was fixed.
And what was the problem?
No one seems to know, Brenda. And I can't get a straight answer out of Brian. But fingers crossed, it's been all right so far this morning.
I haven't been on site for a few weeks.
I know.
It looks incredible. Everything's so shiny and new.
Yeah. Such a shame the animals have to come in and spoil it.
I remember market day always had a buzz about it when I was a kid. I used to go with Dad sometimes.
Really?
Oh, look, there's Brian now. Just come in.
Oh, yes.
His face is like thunder.
Ah, well, that's because someone's following him, trying to take his picture.
Hey, I know him. It's Bly from The Echo.
Oh, do try and smile, Brian. There's nothing he hates more than being caught on the back foot.
But it wasn't his fault. Cliff's the site manager.
Yeah, well, whosever fault it was, let just pray it doesn't happen tomorrow during the show.
Oh. My dad wanted to come tomorrow, but Vicky's got plans for him.
No. Well, I've got plans now. I've got to pop into Felpisham to buy a new winter coat for tomorrow.
Ah, nice one.
Well, I expect there'll be a lot of standing around in the cold, making small talk, not to mention the interminable self-congratulatory speeches from Brian and the mayor.
So what time are we expected tomorrow?
Oh, Brenda, didn't I say? I think it's best you stay in the office.
Oh.
In fact, you'd better get back there now, darling, pronto. The emails must be piling up from yesterday. See you, Brenda.
Oh. Cow? Hey, Tom, can you meet me?
He's just had his bottle, so he should stay asleep for a while.
Okay, love. Don't worry. We'll be fine.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, Pat.
Hi. Hi, Helen.
I'll pop back to check on him when the Bamarie's warmed up, Dad.
Oh, there's no need.
No, but I will anyway.
Oh, are you starting a batch of cheese?
Yeah, I thought I would.
You left Susan to it?
Yes. Well, there's not much to do in the dairy. It's not like our usual Christmas period, is it?
That's true.
Did Helen tell you she was cheese-making today?
Only after breakfast, when she asked if I'd babysit.
Oh.
You know Helen. She seeks refuge in routine when the water's turned choppy. And I finish my routine jobs for the morning. Not as if there's so much demand for the veg that I can't spare her a few hours.
Oh, it'll pick up the week before Christmas. People don't buy their veg a month ahead.
Anyway, I expect she wants some peace and quiet. And to get away from you.
Oh, charming.
Well, it's obvious you're dying to pounce on the subject of Rich.
I'm not. Oh. I'm trying to act normally.
Yeah, well, it's not working. You're like a coiled spring. She's not stupid. She can feel it.
I'm worried she's closing off.
She's just being Helen.
Exactly. We had that dramatic exit from supper. Racking tears, shaking the whole house. And this morning, nothing. She hasn't even touched on the subject.
Pat.
What?
Back off. You know you can't ever force Helen. It doesn't work.
I know.
Do you? What they both need is support to deal with this news in their own way and not pressure from you.
I'm very worried after last night.
Worried they won't agree to your phoning Sharon?
That's not fair.
You need to stop this obsession with a grandson you may never meet and concentrate instead on your children here.
I love my children more than anything.
Well then, give them time.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
At last.
Especially Helen.
Tom as well, though he may not realise he needs it.
I can see it would have been wrong to present them with a fait accompli about phoning.
Yes, it would.
I can't tell you how strong the pull is to talk to Sharon.
Oh, yes, I think I know. Has Susan mentioned it yet?
No. I think I'll take a churn of milk over to Helen. What?
Beard her in her den, you mean? Thought you'd just agreed to leave her alone.
I agreed not to push her, which is not the same as ignoring her. You know, finding John's son could bring healing to this family, Tony.
If it doesn't break us first.
Well, this is an unexpected treat.
Yeah, well, I was so hacked off with Lillian. Oh, sorry, Tom.
Oh, it's okay. I know she can be a pain.
And sloping off here to Jack's felt like suitable revenge for her snubbing me about tomorrow.
That was so mean.
Ugh.
Well, I hope you don't get into trouble.
Who cares? The emails can wait. This bombshell about Rich, was it?
Yeah, that's his name.
That's much more important.
It was a bombshell, all right.
I'm so sorry I was away last night. I could have driven home.
No, it was late. Besides, that's why Mum and Dad invited me. They just love it when it's their nuclear foursome, the claustrophobic clan.
Well, some things are private, though. It's the same in all families.
Hey, you're my family too.
It's okay. So, how are you feeling?
No, I'm all right. It's Helen I'm worried about.
You said she'd taken it badly.
Oh, poor Helen. It's all so weird. Mm. And the way they sprung it on us, with no warning, like a rabbit out of a hat. It was so insensitive. Nightmare.
Tom.
Helen's love for John and her, well, her worship of him, I suppose, went so deep, you know? All her problems stem from his accident.
Yeah, you often say that.
She walks on this thin layer of ice all the time.
I know.
And I'm always expecting it to crack and for her to fall through.
We all are, Tom.
So why were Mum and Dad prepared to risk that again? After all the progress she's made, fighting her way back from Greg, starving herself, and this one great achievement of hers that says, Hey, Mum and Dad, look, I'm better now. I'm well.
Henry.
They have to go and trump that with this virtual grandson. It's so crass.
It's so lovely you care about
I'm
her.
I'm just terrified it's all going to unravel again.
But what about you, Tom? How are you coping?
Me? Struggling to make sense of it. I don't know why they're playing around, opening up old wounds. It's like they don't want them to heal.
Well, you've got your own wounds.
Yeah, but we don't even know if this kid is John's son.
You said on the phone he looked just like him.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Sweetheart.
It's totally spooked me, Brenda. All my life I've tried to move out from under John's shadow. Now this.
I'm putting out 6 moulds. Is that enough?
Yeah, I should think so.
Well, let's hope the cheese does well this Christmas, at least. Anything to put a smile on your father's face. So, is there anything else I can do?
No.
Right then. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks for giving me a hand.
Don't be silly. I'm always around.
Mum. Mum, please don't phone Sharon. I'm not ready.
Oh, love.
I'm so confused.
I know. And I promise I won't. Not yet.
This is the way the gentlemen ride. Gallop, 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 gallop.
You'll make him sick.
Well, who doesn't enjoy a good gallop, eh? We'll have you riding as soon as you can walk, won't we, Henry?
Well, it's nice to see you anyway. Thanks for dropping by.
Well, I had to show off my new coat to somebody.
The Niver's first choice?
No.
Thought not.
But Mum's out, Matt was busy, and Jenny's dashing round the place.
Yeah, dashing round so she can relax at a luxury resort.
And spa, darling. Looks fabulous in the brochure. Mm.
Oh, what? Tom and I might come to tomorrow's opening, by the way. Though he may prefer to go on his own now.
Oh, yes, do, Tony. I'll be the one in the red coat.
Oh, well, I'll try not to mistake you for a Hereford then.
Oh, do you want to go back to Grandpa? Oh, it's so lovely when they reach out to you, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
Over you go.
There we are.
Oh, what a lovely photo of John.
Oh, I am meant to put that back in the album.
He's got a look of you here. Oh, I regret I was away so much when he was growing up. I wasn't a very good auntie to him, was I?
Oh, well, it's too late now.
I hope to be a better auntie to little Henry here. Yes.
So, is the market site fit for purpose after yesterday?
Well, Brian tried to get a guarantee from Cliff this morning.
What, that the electrics wouldn't trip?
But he couldn't give it. All he said was, well, they're working fine now.
Well, they were working fine before they went kaput.
Brian's response, exactly. I do wonder if he hasn't bitten off more than he can chew lately. He can't always deliver what he promises.
Yeah, well, he loves the big talk, doesn't he? Be rather delicious if the microphone failed in the middle of his opening speech. In front of the mayor and all the other bigwigs.
No, don't, Tony.
Well, I'm sick of him and Jennifer going on and on about this wonderful so-called legacy project of his, when he's clearly going to make a packet out of it.
Well, I'm on the market development board as well, remember. It's not in anyone's interest if the opening's a flop. We've got Borsetshire Life coming, for one thing.
Oh, so that's why you bought the coat.
And it won't be fair on the breeders entering the show if there's a power cut.
Oh, that's true. I was being wicked.
Well, be careful what you wish for.
I'll just have to content myself with the thought that Brian may have a sleepless night tonight worrying.
What a naughty gramps you've got, Henry.
Oh, don't waste your sympathy on Brian. He'll be jetting off to the Maldives next week.
But there's always problems waiting for you when you get back.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone okay along here? Oh, hello there, David.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Found everything all right?
Yeah. Just giving this one a drink.
Oh, he's not stressed, is he?
It's me that's stressed. You wait all year to make a good impression at the Christmas Prime Stock Show. And I've got a lot to live up to, winning the Native Breeds Rosette last year.
Yeah, there's a record number of entries and all. Some really strong specimens. Everyone wants to be seen here today.
Yeah. How do you feel, boy? Hey? Yeah, I must say, these new facilities are outstanding.
Oh, aren't they? It was a bit of a muddle on Tuesday, boy.
Oh, when the power went out.
Brian was in a feckle mood, although Dad seemed to enjoy it. No, I meant to get in all the cellars and cattle to the right place first day and everything. Some of the old boys looked totally baffled.
Well, it's so much bigger than the old place.
But it's all going smoothly this morning. Touch wood.
Well, the best thing was no traffic hold-ups on the way here.
Oh, yeah, it's much better sighted here on the ring road than in town.
Yep.
I'll miss falling into the Seven Bells for a pint after trading, mind. A cup of tea at the garden centre next door won't quite cut it.
No, does lack a bit of atmosphere.
Well, we've done our best with the Christmas decorations, and it'll help when we're allowed to switch the tree lights on. Ryan's told us to keep them off till after the show, in case they blow the circuit.
Ah, very wise.
He's paranoid after Tuesday.
Well, I don't blame him. Got things off to a bad start.
Oh, it'll come all right, you'll see. We got the best market in the Shire now.
Yeah.
Is Ruth on her way?
Yes, she's coming in a couple of hours in time for the official opening, 12. And she'll stay for the judging, of course.
Yeah, well, I'm not supposed to show favouritism. But, the best of luck all the same.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Hey, boy, hey, you got a good one here.
Yeah, but is he good enough?
Hey. Yeah?
I have to say, Annabel Shrivener looks quite, dazzling today in that red coat and Cossack hat.
Oh, she's a sight for sore eyes, all right. Out of our league, any road.
Yes, well, we're delighted you could come, Perry.
Oh, Annabel.
You're doing great work there on the charm offensive. Who was that?
As Lord Lieutenant. Sorry, I thought you'd met him.
It's all right. As long as I know, in case I have to make small talk with him later.
He owns Staunton Manor.
Oh, yes. Didn't he have a fling with Mandy Beesborough?
Did he? Oh. Anyway, he puts a lot of business through the market.
How fortunate we are to have you on the board, Brian, with all your farming connections.
I've always said it. Have you seen Martin or Andrew or the others?
Yes, Martin was in the car park. Haven't you heard, though, Jerry's crying off.
What?
Calm down, his daughter's gone into labour.
Well, look, I shan't relax till today's over. I mean, I even had a dream last night about the blessed lights going out again. God, did you hear that?
What?
It was a buzzing sound. Please, God, no.
You're imagining it. It's this Councillor Morgan with Andrew. Look.
Oh, yes, good.
He was so helpful in planning in the beginning. Smile, Brian?
Eh?
Borsetshire Life photographer.
Oh, cheers.
If that's the best you can do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do try and enjoy yourself. You've waited long enough for today, after all.
Look, I just attest shoddy workmanship.
We all do. At least Rodway's only had to abandon the final hour of trading on Tuesday. Everything was fine up to then.
That's no comfort to me, Annabel. It took whole 12 hours to fix the problem. I get Clifford right earful, I can tell you. Now my nerves are in shreds, wondering if it's all going to go fat again.
Well, we've overcome worse. Remember that farmer who wouldn't sell to us right at the start?
Hastings?
Yeah, well, you talked him round.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah, then there was Matt holding us to ransom over that blasted strip of land. He and Lillian will be swanning at large today.
Oh, ignore them. And we managed the early completion bonus, didn't we? For vacating the old site.
I never thought we'd do it.
And here we are. Morning, Annabel. Oh, Jennifer. Hello.
Oh, what a splendid coat.
Thank you.
Not everyone can wear scarlet.
I think it's near a cherry red.
Look, will you excuse me? Because I want a word with MacDonald about timings.
You should be very proud, Jennifer.
Oh, I am.
He deserves his holiday.
And so do I. I've lived through every nail-biting stage of this development. And a week swimming and lounging around will do us both the world of good.
Careful of your fingers on the holly. Bye.
What are you doing out here, love? Where's Dad?
Oh, he's gone in the canteen for a warm cup of tea. I said I'd take over.
Oh, I wish I could manage a cup of tea myself. Ain't had a break all morning.
Still, it's all very exciting, isn't it, being part of it?
Oh, yeah. I should get some decent tips today and all.
Mistletoe's been selling well.
Oh, good. Hey, Barney's just shown me a copy of today's Echo. Have you seen it?
Too right I have. Joe made sure of that.
I wonder if Brian Aldridge has.
You got a licence to sell from the car park, Eddie?
Oh, hello, Annabelle. Don't worry, Rodways have okayed it, as has Brian.
OK, right. Well, I'll see you inside. Brian will be making his speech soon.
Oh, yes, I know. Thanks.
First name terms, is it? Didn't think to introduce me.
Oh, I thought you knew her.
Not as well as you do. Eddie, have you got any spare cash on you?
What for?
I want to practice me phyllo and apricot purses for the Christmas show, and I need to buy the ingredients.
Yeah, okay. Here you are.
Old tar. Right, well, I'm going inside.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I'll shut up shop. It'll be the speeches any minute.
I don't like the look of the Ayrshire, two pens along.
I know. Still, you've done your best. You'll be up to the judges soon. I should maybe put your white coat on.
Yeah, I will.
Give us a brush.
All right. Zigzag strokes.
David.
Sorry.
Oh. Hello there, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Oh, he's Bonnie.
Just fluffing up his coat. Nice to see you.
Yeah, well, there are some compensations to not having a job.
On occasions like this, eh?
Yeah, and I'm meeting our William in town after dinner. He and Roy's buying their suits for the wedding, and he's treating me to an outfit.
Oh, very nice.
And I have to go with it.
Have you seen Annabelle Shrivener's Cossack hat?
Yeah. Oh, dear. That's like an overweight cat sat on her head.
She and Lillian have come in identical coats.
Oh, what a shame. Well, it's park, ain't it?
Well, there's supposed to be some hot punch somewhere.
Ah, no, that's just for the special guests.
Right, do I pass muster?
Very smart, David.
Oh.
He stands nice, your steer. You got enough hay to see him through the winter? It was such a poor June.
Well, just about. We don't want to be buying in. It's so expensive.
Yeah. Oh, Joe and Eddie would never have survived in milk these days.
Well, our prices aren't great.
But they've gone up in the last couple of months.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, here we are, Brian's speech.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord Lieutenant, Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this, the official opening of the new Borchester Livestock Market. Yes, don't hold back. You've waited long enough after all.
I'll start the milking after this cuppa.
Okay.
David. I've been turning it over in my mind. Maybe we should switch to another processor anyway to get a better deal.
Oh, I don't know, love. I'd worry about our reputation if we break our contract. I am only a few chair, after all. And, you know, it's a small world. We wouldn't get away with it twice.
You were prepared to do it to get a supermarket deal.
No, what I said was we'd cross that bridge when we came to it. And anyway, we'd have had the supermarket deal to walk into, wouldn't we?
Well, we've got to do something. One sudden big expense and that's us in serious trouble.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Some producers only sign a 3-month contract each time.
I know.
So, well, maybe next time we shouldn't tie ourselves down for a whole year.
Oh, there you are, Ben. Have you done your homework?
No. Eddie's here.
Oh.
Hiya.
All right, Eddie?
You're not milking.
No, I know. I just dropped by to commiserate. I never saw you after the judging.
Weren't even placed.
It's not fair.
Well, the standard was very high this year.
Oh, thank you.
And that winning Ayrshire was gorgeous. Perfectly balanced, style and class.
You sound like the judge.
Everyone was raving about it. The breeder will do well. He farms near Matcham, you know.
Yeah, and he's a surly beggar.
You can't win every year, Pet.
Well, Rosette would have done wonders for our sales.
Well, I think the judge is a loser.
Oh, Ben.
We'll prove him wrong, Dad. We'll get tons and tons and tons of orders for the Christmas bee. Yay!
Oh, a large one, I think.
Yes, it was the
perfect launch. Everything went without a hitch.
Oh, the relief. After Tuesday's humiliation, I thought at one point I'd have to resign from the board over it.
Oh, rubbish. It was just teething troubles.
Oh. I didn't tell you. After everyone left this afternoon, I got Cliff to turn on the Christmas tree lights and it was fine.
Oh, good. It would have been sad not to have lit them in the lead up to Christmas.
Well, that's what I thought. And then if they blow next week, I can't do much about it, can I? I'll be beside the seaside.
Oh, you're getting in the holiday mood at last.
Do you know, I think I am. Anything in the paper?
No, not really. Oh, Hayley very sweetly agreed to put Phoebe's present in with theirs. So that'll save me a job.
I can see you've had a lot to do, Jenny.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Jenny?
Oh, there is an article in the paper.
Damn. Oh, it's lights out for the new cattle market. I might have guessed. The press were circling like vultures on Tuesday.
And I think they've found their angle. There's a photograph of Joe Grundy.
Where?
Look, bottom left. Freezing pensioner queued in vain for a hot drink when the electrics failed.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh. Joe Grundy, resident of Ambridge, is quoted as saying they spent millions on this newfangled market and I couldn't even get a cup of tea.
The liar, I saw his flask. Oh,
the plucky pensioner, 90, who'll be selling holly and other Christmas greenery at the new market site, used his initiative and led the way across the car park to the Perivale Garden Centre, which did unexpectedly well out of the crisis. There was wartime spirit, chuckled veteran Joe, senior executive of Grundy Enterprises and star of Radio Borsetshire's Joe's Jotting.
Oh, you old rogue.
Well, don't worry. Next Thursday, this story will be all about today's fabulous opening, you see.
I hope so. You know, Pete Wilkes still hasn't got back to me. I've left him a torrent of messages.
What?
I'll have to ring him next week.
Oh, no, you jolly well won't. We're going on holiday, darling. And that's that.
Right.
Come back, love. Put the bottle in. Vicky? Love?
Oh! What?
Me head. If you don't mind, it's still delicate from last night.
One drink, you said. Served you right.
I'm sorry.
I was expecting you back at 9.
You should have phoned.
I wasn't going to beg.
Oh, can't you do that a bit more quiet? How about the milk bottles clanking around all morning? Me head's splitting. Ow! Look, I said I'm sorry. Oh, there's no talking to you. Oh, hell!
Now, where's Mr. Noisy?
Oh, what's this stupid box doing here?
It's my holly and mistletoe, if you don't mind. Joe was selling it off his horse and cart.
You never paid for it. Brian gives it us free off the estate.
I felt sorry for him.
Oh. Look, if you want me, I'll be at the green burial site.
Good, because I've got some baking to do.
What are you up to, Linda?
Have you seen the state of this ornamental bird bath, Ian? It's a disgrace. I've taken it upon myself to scrub it with a nail brush and mild detergent.
Oh, right. That's
to help
good.
Stop the spread of disease. I'm afraid Caroline neglects it, tucked away on this side lawn. But a clean bird bath can be a vital source of drinking water for birds during the winter.
Yeah, I know.
And someone's been using this as an ashtray. Mind out, I'm going to slosh the bucket over it.
Oh, fair warning.
There.
I thought you'd finished your shift.
I have. Oh, I shall have to go and fetch some more water to top it up now. On a fag break, I see.
Oh, don't worry, I'll dispose of the stub thoughtfully. I have a whole 5 minutes before the lunch frenzy kicks in. All the Christmas meals have begun in earnest now.
Oh, I know, I've seen the diary.
Oh, we shouldn't complain. They pay our wages. Linda, I've had an idea for your Christmas show for the dessert course.
Oh, Ian, go on.
Well, in Provence they have something called Les Trois Dessert Noël. You've not heard of it, no?
No, I'm intrigued.
Well, it's made up of 13 desserts to represent Christ and the disciples.
13? My.
Oh, they're only tiny ones. I mean, we're not talking 13 jam sponges.
Oh.
There's things like, there's two kinds of nougat to represent good and evil.
Fascinating.
And then there's the four beggars, hazelnuts, almonds, raisins and dried figs, all seasonal fare.
Four beggars?
I believe they represent different religious orders, the poorer ones.
I see. Oh, Ian, what a beautiful idea. Thank you.
Well, I've got a whole piece about it in one of my books. Oh. Though, I suppose you do as well on the internet.
Well, I can't wait to research it.
Text from Helen. I wonder what she wants.
Mike!
Oh, Lord.
Mike!
Hello, love.
Shouldn't you have your gloves on?
Ah, it's only a few old brambles.
Oh, but your lovely hands.
Oh.
Oh, it's funny to think this field will be full of dead people one day.
Well, it is a burial site.
Oh, I couldn't work here. Peace offering.
Oh.
My Calzanelli. Well, your Calzanelli now. My dummy run for the Christmas show. Miniature folded over pizzas. Oh. Ham and mozzarella.
Well, thank you.
I didn't like to think you'd come out on an empty stomach.
Oh, no, no, I stopped for a pie at the shop.
Oh.
I shouldn't have stayed out so late last night. I'm sorry, love.
No. It was me.
No, I was thoughtless.
It was your birthday, love. I was being unfair earlier.
Well, you was upset.
Only because...
What?
I wanted an early night.
Oh. Well, I wish I'd come back now.
Oh, well, there's always tonight.
I did try and tear myself away from the ball.
Not hard enough.
Well, just when I was about to leave David come in, he insisted on buying us a pint, but I could see it was him needed the drink.
Why?
Why, Steer never got the rosette he was hoping for yesterday at the Prime Stock Show. Brings a lot of prestige and sales, a rosette. Yeah. Oh, and then Neil wandered in, desperate to escape Tracy and her kids. Poor guy. He's aged 10 years since they fetched up on his doorstep, so I couldn't very well refuse him when he asked me to join him for a short now, could I?
Oh, I suppose not.
And then we was joined by Bert.
And?
We only got third place in the Edgeley District Planning Competition.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No, really, he was gutted. He was pipped at the final round last Sunday by Vernon Giddens. There was no consoling him.
Well, what a misery fest. If only you'd realised what was waiting for you at home.
Oh, yeah. Still, things picked up when Eddie and Clary come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was flush with tips from the new market, see, so it was drinks all round. And Clara was on a high because Will had treated her to a nice new outfit for the wedding.
Oh, well, it sounds like quite a party.
Oh, it got even better when Roy came in to buy his old dad a drink. Well, we all really let our hair down then.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, he'll be dead busy next week when Deck the All starts at Lower Loxley, so this were his last hurrah.
And to think I was sat at home all alone.
Oh, hello, you two.
Oh, and Linda.
Hello. Oh. The site's really taking shape now, isn't it, Mike? Well done, you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pleased. Wanted to clear all along here, though, before the surveyor comes.
Yes. Mm. Huh. Gosh, what a lot of work you put in. Isn't he clever, Vicky?
Very. Try a calzanelli.
I thought they were mine.
You've had a pie, remember?
Oh.
What's all this?
Ham and mozzarella, and you seal the edges by pressing down with a fork. I thought we could serve them for the main course.
Lovely. May I take one home for Robert?
No.
Yes, have the bag.
Hey?
Oh, right. Well, the countdown to Christmas has well and truly started, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it'll be uphill all the way from now on.
Oscar opened the first window of his advent calendar yesterday. Cass uploaded the pictures.
Well, Abby's got two, of course. One at home and one at ours.
Oh.
I can cope with my brother being dead. What I can't cope with is him coming back to life.
I can imagine.
There's no way I'm ready to meet the 13-year-old John again. But then again... When is John's son not John's son? Answer, when he's a total stranger. Oh, I'm not making much sense, am I?
Well, it's not a very sensible situation.
Oh, you're telling me. You know when you put your debit card in a cash machine the wrong way round and it rejects it? Well, that's what my mind keeps doing with that photograph. It just keeps pushing it away. Oh, Ian, don't tell anyone about this, please, not even Adam.
Not if you don't want me to.
Thank you. Spent so much energy in my life fighting the reminders.
Of John?
period after his accident.
And why was it so bad? Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Ian. I came straight home from Reseath when he died in February, and at first, I was a tower of strength. Everyone told me how marvellous I was being, how strong for Mum and Dad and Tom. But over that summer, I just couldn't face coming back, so I went to Ireland to a job. But really, I ran away. I was trying to escape how I was feeling. It was such a dark time. I was so lonely. I missed my big brother so much.
So why didn't you come home?
I just wanted to prove to myself I could cope alone, I suppose. That I was in control. And, well, I can see now I wasn't. It was so complicated, Ian. John's were big shoes to fill. He was so popular and easygoing.
You didn't have to compete.
Oh, but I was the eldest now, wasn't I? The one who was responsible for everything.
Oh, come on now, Helen.
Plus, I didn't want to drown in all the messy grief at home.
Yeah, so you did your own thing.
Yeah, it was easier. And then shortly after I did come back, Mum got depression and I had to be strong again and run the dairy. And pretty soon I found out I preferred being strong and busy to staring into the abyss. So I kept on being busy. And then Greg died. And I found out you can manage everything, except grief.
Yeah. Grief put you in your place, all right.
All this came up in counselling, after my anorexia. Stuff I'd buried about John, and loss, and put in the big box marked the past.
You've done so well, Helen.
Well, then why did I fall to pieces when I saw that photo?
Well, because your parents dropped this on you from a dirty great height with no warning, that's why. And you just freaked out a bit.
Oh, Ian.
Well, you know what I think?
What?
You're stronger than you realise. And look how far you've come. You've given the family this wee man here.
I know. And he's perfect.
Yeah, so you should focus on him and your life now. I mean, the past can't threaten that.
Oh, I wish I had your faith in me, Ian.
Come on, let me look.
Is it all right?
Yes. I thought one of the others had bitten its tail, that's all.
Dear.
No, he's fine.
Oh, good. Did you know baby hedgehogs are called hoglets? Robert and I are constructing a hedgehog hibernation box. They need all the help they can get.
Oh, really?
Now, Tom, I know you weren't keen a couple of weeks ago when I asked you to supply me with the Norwegian Christmas saucissaire.
Well, you asked me to make them, Linda, not supply them.
Well, yes, but I happen to know that you do make small chipolatas at this end of the year.
Oh.
So I rather hoped you'd provide me with some for my sauerkraut and sausage snacks. What do you say?
Yep. All right, whatever.
Excellent. And would Brenda like to help serve up on the night, I wonder?
I'd be surprised.
Well, Fallon's coordinating the team if she does decide to.
Don't hold your breath.
Do you fancy coming in for a cup of tea, Linda?
Oh, Pat, how lovely, thank you.
It's pretty cold out here.
Yes.
I'll follow you.
Oh, all right.
Are you coming in, Tom?
Oh, no, I want to get back.
We haven't really talked much since Tuesday.
No. I have done a lot of thinking, though.
Oh, good. I know it was a big thing to digest, suddenly discovering you're an uncle again, but
yes, it was. And I've come to my own conclusion about it.
Which is?
Ditch it, Mum. This whole idea of ringing Sharon, it's not on.
Tom,
not now, not ever. I understand it means closing off a very big door for you, but it's too high a price to pay.
Listen, Henry may never know the identity of his father. Do you really want the same for Rich?
I don't care about Rich.
I see.
I care about Helen. And you can't push her like this. It's not fair. It's not right.
And that's what you honestly feel?
I do. You need to draw a line under this fantasy and move on.